Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that's familiar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We started this radio show a long, long time ago, back in 2012 into 2013, to have a platform and give microphones to people that were doing things the right way in home-based businesses. Well, I met a gentleman named Robert Butwin a long time ago as well, even way before the radio show, when we were doing some stuff with the Distributor Rights Association, which later became the ANMP, and even before then, I think we were with the MLMIA, and right now doing some stuff with the SNA, the Social Networking Association. Well, Robert and I have been talking a lot about what's going on in home-based businesses recently, and he's got some really great people. And I apologize for anybody that might be listening in. I usually get here a little bit earlier. I was just literally on time, so I don't even know. I know we have Robert here. I know we have our guest on as well, so I apologize for not being able to introduce myself to you guys before we started the radio show, but we're here now, and I'm going to say, Robert, thanks for being here, and I'll let you take over.
Super. You know, I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to introducing everybody to the guests that we have on our show tonight. You know, for those of you that don't know, I've been out networking. I've got 30,000 people on my LinkedIn profile. I've got a lot of people I've been meeting in different networking groups, and very rarely do I meet a lady that has as much of the ball as this lady has. I mean, after talking to her for about 3-4 minutes, I really knew that she was somebody I wanted to have on our radio show because she has some great insight, some great wisdom that is going to help each and every one of you accelerate the success that you deserve, and each one of you ultimately deserve to be successful. So with that, I'd like to introduce Nancy Zares. Nancy, I'm very interested to find out more about some of the great things you already told me so that I can even become more successful.
Wow. I, as I listened to you, I was thinking, who is he introducing? So thank you so much. I appreciate that. And what specifically may I answer for you, or what topic would you like for us to discuss?
Well, I want you to discuss anything that you feel that an entrepreneur is going to take away from this conversation, so they're going to say, tell me more, because, again, you know, you started to talk about your 2, 4, 6, 8 touch points. So the floor is yours. Halfway through, we're going to have a quick commercial break, but just take it away and talk about whatever you want.
Well, thank you so much. So I am a psychologist, have a PhD from Boston College, taught in college for a time period, but about 9 years ago, I started a business called Rapport Builders. It's about creating rapport quickly and authentically based upon how people make buying decisions. And you probably have heard of, I'm sure many of the listeners have too, that there are 4 different personality styles. They may be familiar with DISC or Myers-Briggs, or there are animals, colors, shapes. I mean, there are all sorts of them out there. Am I correct? These are things you know about?
Definitely.
Well, what I have done is I have taken these 4 personality styles and put them in an order, as you referred to them as 2, 4, 6, 8, based upon the number of touch points that a person needs in order to be able to make a buying decision. So obviously the number 2 needs about 1 or 2 touch points. They're a fast, quick decision maker. They're what many people think of as low-hanging fruit. They quickly can make up their minds and they're on to the next item. And if you don't ask them for the sale the first time you meet them, there's a good chance that they are going to do business with someone else because they are fast, pull the trigger, and want to get on to the next exciting adventure. So that's our number 2 style. Your number 4 style takes about 3 touch points plus 1. And I didn't call, the reason I am emphasizing the plus 1 is because this is the person who needs to develop a relationship, and 24 hours after they've said yes, you need to circle back to them, hence an additional touch point plus one, in order to reassure them that it wasn't just to make the sale, that you genuinely care about them as an individual. So they are fast decision maker. They make their decision based upon friendship, relationship, being genuine, down to earth, sincere, that sort of thing. Your number six buyer is your average buyer, 5 to 7 or so touch points. I believe that there's a statistic in sales that about 80% of sales are made after the 7th touch point. So this is that cautious buyer who has to look at the Better Business Bureau or directories, make sure that the reputation is there. They want social proof testimonies that what they're buying is going to be something that has a proven track record. They don't like things novel, new, untried, etc. And finally, your 8 person, number 8 style, takes about 8 to 12 to 20 to infinity, because this is the individual who does a lot of research, takes a deep nosedive into a subject area, has to learn all they can about it. Even then, they're not certain they know everything, so they hesitate for quite some time before they can go forward. And so you might say to yourself, well, why would I even bother with this buyer? And that's because all their friends know what a smarty pants they are. And if they've done their due diligence and they go forward, then they bring a slew of people with them who basically rely on and trust their judgment. So that's my nomenclature. That's my way of looking at these 4 buying styles, 2, 4, 6, 8, based upon the amount of touch points needed in order to make a sales decision.
Super. You know, again, just share whatever you want to share with, you know, with the listening audience.
Okay. I'm kind of more used to what, you know, kind of like sharing the stage rather than monopolizing it. So hence that's why I stop. And it isn't because I lack anything to say. It's because good manners says you should take turns, right?
Okay. No, I mean, you're right on. I mean, obviously I've been in selling my whole life, and I'm happy to take turns with you. And towards the end, I'm going to have to leave a little early so Peter would finish up everything. But, you know, you're right on.
I can jump in if that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Nancy. Great information.
Hi.
In reference to these types of issues, are these relatable more, like a lot of people in the home-based business thing, we're making several types of sales. We might be selling a product, or we might be selling an opportunity. Do you find that there's the same thing applies in both situations, like when you're trying to sell a product or when you're trying to sell an opportunity, or does it escalate one way or another based on different factors?
Yeah, that's a good question. And basically, again, if you know that you're dealing with the 2, 4, 6, 8, that number 2 person is looking for an opportunity. In fact, the word opportunity totally resonates with them. I recently published a book called Words That Sell with Style, in which I teamed up these 4 styles with specific words that will ignite and make that person just light up and say, yeah, you get me, we're like, and it's easier for them to do business now with you. And so the word opportunity is a number 2 word. They love opportunities. They're risk takers. They're excited. They're looking for opportunities to expand. And so right away, they're probably more interested in the business than they would be in the product. On the other hand, that number 6 person who I told you was very cautious and conservative, you use the word opportunity around them, and they kind of retract and withdraw because they don't like things that are new and untried, and that's a little scary, etc. So you have to use different language in recruiting them. You want to talk about a tried and proven system that will help them gain financial be able to save and financially support themselves. So different language for different folks.
Perfect. I can keep going because I do have another question for you related to the coronavirus. You know, when we throw fear into things, maybe that changes some things as well. So relative to many people's worlds, and this gets into maybe the stuff that you do as far as the regular stuff that you do as a psychologist, but to fear, does fear throw another layer? Like I'm thinking about, does something escalate somebody from a 2 to a 4 because of a certain factor, or from a 4 to a 6 because of a certain factor, and how has the coronavirus and maybe their situation going on with the unknown, a lost job, or any of the other variables maybe affecting their decision-making possibilities?
Well, that, again, what happens with these four styles, we have all four of these factors within us, just in different proportion and, you know, different order. And so that person who's fairly conservative and doesn't want to take risks, if they find themselves, as they may have during this situation, suddenly faced without a source of income, or, you know, the job scene has dried up, they're not, you know, they're whatever, they are obviously going to be forced to figure out something else to do. But again, their desire to find something tried and true will direct them towards things where there's a track record, as opposed to something new, you know, that they haven't explored. So they need other people's testimony to say, especially friends or family, as opposed to someone they don't know yet. They'll need that before they can grab hold of a business opportunity. Are you following?
Mm-hmm. I sure am. Let's do this. We're going to take a little commercial break. You're listening to Nancy, and then we are with Robert Butwin, and I am Peter Mingles. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back with Peter Mingles, Robert Butwin, and we have Nancy. Nancy, could you spell your last name for anybody that might be looking on Building Fortunes Radio, looking for your last name as a guest host?
I appreciate that. It rhymes with care, and it starts with Z, the last letter of the alphabet, Z-A-R-E.
Got it. Okay, and we're going to make sure that Nancy has a guest page on Building Fortunes Radio, so you'll be able to hear this as well as other radio shows that we've done before. And we'll make sure that she has a guest page towards any products that she might have as well. So, Nancy, I apologize. I ran late before we came on the show. I'm going to make sure you have all that stuff set up for our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience. You'll be able to check out all those things as well. In reference to this, which is going to be helping people make decisions, I was fortunate when I first got started in this industry because my previous background was in direct sales. So every day I'd be knocking on doors, selling products or services, doing interviews and stuff like that. So I had a lot of opportunity to have a lot of exposure. So one of the ways you kind of get better at learning how to help people make these decisions and identify the four different personality styles of your 4, 6, 8 is you just practice a lot, to be exposed to it a lot. If I didn't have that background, I don't know if I would be able to be as comfortable with the conversation we're having right now because I had so much exposure to it. So could you help somebody who is maybe not in sales now or have a previous sales background or maybe just trying to sell for the first time? How do you start to identify, well, which one am I going to be dealing with here? Is this somebody who's going to make decisions quicker or slower? Or am I doing things the right way or the wrong way? Or what am I doing that's comfortable for me? Is it comfortable for them? How might you identify one of those 2, 4, 6s, or 8s?
I'm really glad you asked that, Peter, because there are 6 different ways that I teach my clients how to identify somebody. And actually, you can do so in about a minute or so. It doesn't take very long, and you'll be about 80% accurate. So that's pretty good if you start off with a notion of, oh, I think I'm dealing with the number two or the four, and then that gives you the edge when you're talking with them. So here are the six factors that people can use to identify what style someone is. The first is vocal qualities, and I'm mentioning that first because nowadays, with so many of us obviously not able to meet in person, we're meeting online, maybe having a phone call, hence hearing somebody's vocal qualities is a real giveaway. Second is appearance, how they dress. And again, you can see a little bit of that if you're doing some calls online and you're seeing somebody, or if you go to, their social media pages, you might see pictures of them in terms of what they choose to wear. And speaking of social media, that's the third thing I'm going to mention, because that's before I work with people, I'm almost always going to social media to check out whether they are there, because that's tells you something if they're not. And then secondly, again, what do they look like? How are they dressed? What are the words they use underneath their photo or the caption that, again, tells me what their style is, because certain words are associated with certain styles. Fourth factor would be behaviors, mannerisms, and these are things that, of course, you probably need to see in person. The fifth would be correspondence, so emails or, again, any kind of text messaging exchange would help you identify that. And the last one is decor. If you're able to see the home or office and how people choose to decorate or not decorate, that gives you a clue as to their style.
Okay, so let's pick maybe one of those 2, 4, 6, or 8. And can you give us some of the clues on those six key indicators? Now, by the way, I wrote them down, and I'm pretty bad at taking notes real quick, and there might be some other people that are grabbing a pen. So let me tell you what I wrote down for those people that are saying, I hope she says these again. I think you said first was vocal quality. Then there was appearance, like how you dress. Then social media. Then behavior or mannerisms. Then correspondence, and then decor. And I don't know if you would do a D with an E and those cool little E's or not, but decor. We'll go French on this one. So
decorations, huh?
There we go. So talk about, if you will, pick a number and then work through these six for us.
Yeah, let's do number four because we did a little bit of the two and the six previous two. So let's go with the number four. The number four is this person who's all about relationships and being authentic and connecting. And so let's start with vocal qualities. They have a fairly fast rate of speech, and they have a lot of inflection. Now, inflection is when you use the voice up and down. You draw out syllables. This is a person with a great deal of inflection. So they have a good volume, good rate of speed, and lots of inflection. Next one is appearance. This is a person who tends to dress very casually and comfortably. They're all about being down to earth and genuine. They're very touchy-feely type people, so when they greet you, and this goes into behaviors and mannerisms, if they could, this is the person that would hug you. Knowing that it's a business situation, they probably might restrain themselves. And instead, when they shake your hand, they put a hand on top of yours or on your arm or shoulder because they want more contact with you. They are very touchy-feely. And so, again, the clothing is very comfortable. They wear slip-in shoes, well-worn. By the way, I have a whole thing about how you can identify someone just from their shoes. So if any of the listeners are curious, that's one of the giveaways that I can offer. And so this is a person who wears kind of earth tones, clothing that has texture because they love, again, touchy-feely. They love the fabric next to their skin. Plus, they want to be huggable. The men, even in the summertime, might wear a sweater vest just because, again, that wonderful texture. Now, going on to social media presence, obviously this is a social person, so they are on social media, especially things like Facebook or Instagram, because they want to connect with others. And they are photographed with lots of people, so that when you look at their photo, you might like, who is it? Because they're surrounded by others. Like if you didn't know who it was, you might not be able to identify them. They have a big, broad smile, and usually that smile comes not just on the lips, it comes through their eyes, because, again, they really want to connect with you. So I've talked a little bit about their mannerisms based upon what I've just shared with you. Correspondence. This is a person who's going to be talking about a connection, togetherness, getting along, collaboration. Again, these are all the concepts and words that you'll find dotted in their correspondence and what they want to say. They tend to be wordy and talkative, ask you questions about yourself. They want to get to know you. They share. They tend to interrupt, and their interruption is for purposes of saying, oh, yes, me too. That happened to me, you know, because they're so excited that, you know, they found connections. And so let's see, what have I left out? Decor. So again, the decor will be very comfortable, casual. You'll find that their desks or their tables or, you know, are just cluttered. You know, they are the kind of person that just has piles of stuff here, there, and everywhere. Lots of pictures on display, of course, of family members. Am I painting a picture of this person?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, this is who they are, and you know, they, and so this is how you can identify them.
Okay, so let's play with a public figure. You ready? So let's take a look at the public figure that we see of Donald Trump.
Okay, I'm smiling because and the reason I'm smiling is that I shield myself a lot from the news, especially because I'm a very positive person, and I know that the news can be a real downer, but I do know who he is. And
you do know who he is.
Obviously,
okay.
Yeah, well, I do know who he is.
You could pick him or anybody else that we know as a celebrity, and you can pick the celebrity image of them, you know, because we're all familiar with them maybe as a celebrity. So whether it's Donald Trump or whoever, Pee Wee Herman, whoever you want to pick. Pick one of those, and then you can kind of go which one.
No, Donald Trump clearly is very flamboyant, outspoken. You know, he's a number two. Very fast decision maker, hence he speaks very quickly, you know, without kind of monitoring what he's going to say. So he's a number two.
Got it. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
I would think so.
And you're laughing. Yeah.
I'm laughing. There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, he's an easy one to figure out, right?
Yep. Okay, so can you pick like another celebrity, your choice? And then this way, at least when we're thinking about them, we could help identify some of those qualities. So whichever other celebrity you might.
So let's go with Barack Obama, who is, you know, again, immediate president. And this is a number six. He's very conservative, obviously very, much more straight-laced, you know, has to think before he speaks, you know, very mannerly, very mild in disposition, that sort of thing. And again, if you look at the way the two of them dress, now, of course, both of them are, you know, wearing suits and ties, but Trump is more likely to be a flashy dresser, whereas Obama is likely to be much more conservative.
Excellent. Okay, good. Well, we only have a couple more minutes left, and I love this information, but there's no way that somebody's going to be able to take this small little snippet and kind of grasp what you know all of a sudden, all the way. How would people find out more about you or more about this?
Well, I invite them to, if you're on social media, you can certainly befriend me and come to my free Facebook group, which is Relationship Builders for Sales Success. It's all about helping people learn these styles and use them in order to create and develop relationships. LinkedIn, I'm also there on LinkedIn. Please feel free to reach out. And, you know, my website is available, rapportbuilders.com, and builders ends with a Z, before Zaire, so it's RAPPORT Builders with a Z.com. All of those are good ways. Nancy at Rapport Builders will get you my email.
Perfect. Okay, so let's see if we have this right for those people taking notes. Nancy Zaire, Z-A-R-E, that's your last name. Then we have
right.
Rapport Builders, RAPPORT Builders with a Z.com, that's your website. Nancy at, that same domain name is your email address, and Rapport Build, Relationship Builders is where we'd find you on Facebook?
That's right.
Excellent. Okay, good.
So
we have about
excellent notes. I commend you.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, I'm trying. This is good stuff. First of all, I think, you know, when we teach the stuff that we teach on sales, you know, you have to have your icebreaker and then your interview, then you transfer some information, then you have to help follow up and follow through and help people make decisions. That help people make decisions part is everything that you're talking about right here. Because if you move too fast, you might, you know, make people, you might alienate people. If you move too slow, you might alienate people. If you're working at the right pace with the right people, you're probably going to hit it right more often, and that can mean the difference in income. I mean, so learning this has a huge impact on your ability to sell your thoughts and your ideas and a whole bunch of other stuff as well. So we have about 2 minutes left or more. You can take as much time as you want, and I'll let you wrap it up. And Robert's got to go, so Robert's gone. So I'll just wrap it up when we're here with Nancy Zaire. So, Nancy, over to you. You get the last 2 minutes.
Well, thank you. And again, just to help people understand, when you speak the language of your prospect and you adjust your values and your words to match the other person's style, wonderful things happen. The sales resistance drops away. They feel comfortable, trust builds, and that opens the door to doing business together. I call this quality a likability. That's like with an A in front of it. And when people feel we're alike, that's when you can do business together. It's something that good salespeople learn over time through trial and error. They observe, but I can help you shorten that learning curve and help you learn it quickly so that you can start making money quickly.
Excellent. And, of course, all of these skills are transferable into many other areas of your life. So whether there's a sale, right, that ends in a cha-ching, or a sale that ends in, you know, things going the right way or your way, that's depending on, you know, what's appropriate. These things are really transferable all over the place. So if I were to ask you, how many times a day might you apply these principles? Is it only when you're, if you were you, meaning prospecting people, would it only be when you're prospecting someone, or would you be using this throughout the day?
Oh, totally. In fact, many of my clients tell me that the best thing for them is how it's impacted their relationships at home, because they understand that their partner, their child, their parent is responding based upon a style, and it's not personal, it's just the way they're wired for communication. And when you understand that about the people you're intimately involved with, or even casual relationships, all of a sudden you can relax and feel a lot better. And again, it results in positive relationships with others.
Now, I know that we want to, I know you like the positive stuff, but let's talk about the stuff that happens when you don't. What happens when you mismatch?
Well, this is where clearly there's awkwardness, tension, disappointment, and, of course, you're not going to make the sale. And in many cases, in fact, this is why I started my down this road. I saw this with my parents, and it resulted in my parents not being able to stay together. So it impacts people hugely.
Right. So it's not just loss of income. It could be loss of relationships. It could be career or life-changing events that happen if you mismatch and you don't recognize.
Exactly.
Wouldn't that be so sad, all for the wrong reason? You just misjudged, or somebody didn't understand the style. That would really stink. And happens every day.
And it does happen every day.
And on a global scale. So on a global scale, it's probably even more important as well. And we watch that every day in the news. So having said all of those things, thanks, everybody, for being here. Check her out, Nancy Zaire, like care, but with a Z, And if you go to rapportbuilderswithaz.com, you'll be able to find her there. And then you can check her out. If you go to buildingfortressradio.com, look for Nancy Zare. You'll be able to hear this radio show. And I'd say, you know, anything you invest, money, time, everything into this is going to be well worth it, paying dividends like you've never seen before, because that's, you know, helping people make decisions and understanding and matching up with them the right way is so much easier. And I really appreciate you doing it easy like this, because I can never remember if I'm a green or a red or a dolphin or a pig or an animal or an, I'm a green or a blue. I can't. I don't know. I 2, 4, 6, 8. I'll be able to remember. Thank you very much. We're going to catch everybody next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thank you, Nancy. Thank you.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.